Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The Killer Bees!
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 proudly present The Killer Bees.
Definitely a fan of the Killer Bees.
Don't sweat the technique.
Now from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, bringing you the fastest 3 hours in Houston sports radio. Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Ooh, what a breakdown! Hey, how we doing?
He's Blank, I'm Branham, it's Brian behind the glass, and it's a Wednesday? It's already Wednesday? Edition of the Killer Bees? It feels like a Tuesday to me.
Yeah, it was tough for me to figure out the days this week.
It's Wednesday. That's shocking. Apparently it's Wednesday. Are you the owner? Are y'all driving a different vehicle today? Are you the owner of a green Hyundai Tucson?
Nope.
No blankers? No, Brian? No. You're not driving a green Hyundai Tucson?
Don't own a Honda.
If you're driving a green Hyundai Tucson, you've broken the rules of our parking lot.
Uh-oh.
Front left tire, front driver's side tire.
Parking's ours here.
Cross the line. They parked at an angle, like a reverse slash. So, like, three of the tires are within the confines of the parking spot, but the front driver's side tire way over into the other parking spot where no one else can park in that spot. You, green Hyundai Tucson, have taken up 2 parking spots in our parking lot.
Not a fan of that.
Unbelievable.
Never been a fan
bad
of
person.
That.
Bad person.
Yeah.
Selfish, bush league.
I feel like we should have the ability, like if you're at a restaurant, you could page people over the intercom, like, hey, something's going, like your lights are on or whatever. I feel like Jeremy should be able to page the entire building for parking violations.
I will say this. You guys got on me. If I ask them to page for the entire building and they say no and then someone else does it, I will give them the stink eye.
Yeah, I don't think that you should. Just leave the keys in the car.
That was more about me mugging 17-year-olds, Joel.
That's true.
Yeah, that's right. You are me mugging 17-year-olds.
Okay. Well, I can't deny that.
Yeah, you were doing that. What time did you wake up this morning?
6.
6?
Maybe, I don't know, 5:50.
Wow.
Just about 6.
You guys were awake before I was asleep.
Oh, my God.
You guys were awake before I was asleep. I was, you know, Houston Cougar basketball. Go Cougs. Beat Arizona State. Yep. 12 conference road victories in a row, which is the longest streak in Big 12 history. Houston Cougars, second year in the Big 12, and they're already doing things that nobody else in the Big 12 has ever done.
I watched it. A lot of fun. I was curious from your standpoint, too. Like, is Bobby as big of a as his brother?
I think it's a tie.
Is it really? Because I think that his brother was like, he was kind of like Cooper Manning, where he was forgotten about and not really got the recognition until all of a sudden he got to UConn and then he won the Natties. And now it's like people forget how good Bobby Hurley was as a point guard.
Yeah.
Because as a coach, I mean, he's okay.
Yeah, he was an All-American. He was a part of the back-to-back national championship teams. Was in the Final Four 3 of his 4 years there. It was a stud.
He was playing really well in the NBA, and he was playing for the Kings in Sacramento, and the arena was way out in the middle of nowhere, and there was only one stop sign leaving the arena, and a car ran the stop sign and drilled him, and he was never the same.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
It really is sad.
Like, what is the deal with Duke point guards? Because you had Hurley and you had Jay Williams that got into the motorcycle accident. Yep. Like, it stinks. But, yeah, good win for Houston. Great win for Houston. Nobody cares about my travel. But we had to fly into College Station. We had to fly into College Station because, like, something was wrong with the airports. I just shut up and dribble, so I don't really know what was happening. But we had to fly into College Station and then bus to Houston. I mean, you couldn't fly. The airports were closed. There was something going on. I don't know. I don't ask questions. I shut up and dribble. I shut up and talk is what I do. So I didn't get home till 6 a.m.
Had to cross your mind. I mean, that would scare me because of all the stuff going on with airline and everything lately, too. I'd be like, oh, boy. Well, maybe the safest thing is to drive.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wasn't that upset about it. But I got home at 6 a.m.
So you're not someone who could sleep on a plane or on a bus ride?
No, I not on a bus ride for sure. Airplanes sometimes, but very, very seldom. Actually, I was working on the airplane. Like, I was like, I better get some work done because I'm going to try to sleep into like at least 10 tomorrow. Yep. Try to get 4 hours, which is what time. And then you guys are texting. Thanks a lot, jerks. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right, enough about that. 713-780-ESPN, HRMP listener line. Did you guys see this article? And look, we saw this coming. The Texans want a new stadium. Is this good, bad? Could they potentially move, as I fearmonger this whole situation?
I don't think it's to the point yet of them moving, but I think it's something that people need to pay close attention to. It's always more convenient when the team starts winning a little bit, too, that they help to try and build momentum. But from the standpoint of having gone through this with the Rockets and almost moving to Louisville and having to go through elections and votes and trying to get enough public support, if it gets to that level, it gets messy. It gets nasty. From a team perspective, like I said, it helps if you're having success because now the fans are more kind of inclined to side with you. But I think we're headed down that route, that road.
Yeah, I've wanted a new stadium. I think it was like 2 years ago. I did the cash 'em or trash 'em. Let's build a new stadium because I want a Super Bowl. And like taxpayers don't love this idea, but I don't live in Harris County. I live in Montgomery County, so I don't care about you guys.
Not your problem.
It's not my problem. It's all of you that live in Harris County, not me. I think it'd be fun to have a new stadium. I think it'd be cool. I think it'd be fantastic. You get to host a Super Bowl. You get the bells and whistles of a new stadium. I think it'd be fun.
I think it'd be fun to host a Super Bowl that none of us will be at. Like,
no,
who cares?
No, we'll go to media, like Radio Row. Ooh, we'll hang out at
Radio
night.
Row in 2017. It wasn't that fun.
Not that fun, but I like putting the city of Houston, because I care about the city, Brian, something that you do not. I like putting
the city on the showcase.
I like you don't live in Harris County.
Yes, I do.
Oh yeah, Kingwood is Harris County. Yeah. Annexed about 15 years ago. No, I like to put the city on the map, on the showcase the city. Showcase the city of Houston.
Are you in Harris County?
Fort Bend.
So I'm the only one on the show that would have to pay for it.
Yeah, I don't care about your pockets.
Yeah, apparently
not.
If Cal McNair asks for a dime, I'm turning it down. Build your own stadium. I don't care.
This is just like when we talk about it's not our money, when we talk about owners spending money to players or when you don't want to, when they shouldn't spend that much money. But at the same time, I was reading the article in the Chronicle, and the fact that they are still paying on the combination of the three stadiums that they built with the Toyota Center and Daikin and NRG, they still owe up to, I think it's $1 billion, which they won't have paid off till 2056. And now we're going to try and add more onto that?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Man. I don't care. Give me a new stadium. Bring a Super Bowl to Houston.
Is it really that run down?
It's a dump.
I don't think it's a dump at all.
It's a dump.
I know you're speaking with Slash S here a little bit, Jeremy, but like I know, look, I guess it does suck from an image standpoint of the city if you don't get another Super Bowl. I get that, but again, I mean, like how many of us are actually going to be going to the Super Bowl? We'll be more dealing with the traffic that it causes than actually getting to see the game. And outside of that, like, I mean, I'd be interested to hear from the average fan. I used to go to a lot of games. I haven't gone in a few years, but when I see it on TV, it doesn't look like this is not the Astrodome with cat-sized rats and asbestos falling out of the ceilings. Like, I don't think this is a building that's, you know, fallen apart to the point where we have to have a new stadium tomorrow.
Would you want to pay more taxes or lose the Texans?
Lose them.
What?
Yeah, see ya.
You hate the city.
I guess.
You're not willing to pay an extra $10 a year to save the Texans.
Yeah, bye.
Like, what is the bottom line, too? Like, how much is the taxpayer actually
I assume they would have to break that down for any proposal that comes down. The last time they built the stadium in 2002, I wasn't a homeowner, so I don't know what it was back then.
Like, they put a lot of it on travel fees, right? Like, hotel.
Sure.
Like, all the travel tax, all of that stuff. Like, what would be the actual cost for the taxpayer?
Idea.
I don't think it's that much.
How many dollars you would be charged because of the millions and millions of people that are in the city as well. But at the same time, it's just like there's so many thoughts. Like when I'm reading the article and they're talking about, well, you know, you can either do the renovations. They're already scheduled to do $35 million, I think, in renovations. But they're saying they need much more because of how stadiums internal like sellability and things that people are looking for have changed since the last time they built it. But what are we going to do? Do a graveyard for all the other stadiums? Like, are we going to tear down NRG? Or are we going to leave it with the dome and leave NRG?
No, it's got
to build another one. Then it's going to be like look like a junkyard of all the old stadiums. And hey, tip your cap to those two on the way in. But at the same time, we're just going to leave them up there because we're still paying for them.
It's got to be the ninth wonder of the world. Ed Emmett's got to give it protected historical status. Let's leave the stadium up there. I mean, obviously, I'm kidding. But I assume they would. I don't know where they would put the stadium, but there's to be no reason to keep NRG Stadium if they did build a new one.
It's weird, though, because, like, if they leave NRG Park, what is NRG Park going to do? You got
the dome by itself.
You got the dome. You got the stadium. You have, like, the arena, whatever thing's called.
They still have concerts and things there. And
like, I imagine, too, if the Texans get a new stadium, that the rodeo's probably going with them.
Oh, 100%.
So what in the world would we do with that area? We would probably just bulldoze it like the Astrodome. It'd become real estate.
We'll never be allowed to bulldoze the Astrodome, so it'd just be the Astrodome in a vacant lot.
It'd be so weird.
Yeah.
It'd be so ugly. Yeah, I don't mind this. I don't mind this at all. How much are you willing to pay to save the Texans, Brian? Since you don't want to save the Texans. You want to be footballists in
not
the city.
Not a dime.
NFLists. You wouldn't pay a dime a year. What is wrong with you?
You're a billionaire. Build your own. Part of this is just principle. Like, you're a billionaire. Build your own stadium.
You wouldn't pay a dime.
I would not pay a dime.
To save the Texans. A dime a year to save the Texans.
Go ahead. Head to Louisville. Head to Nashville. Head to wherever.
I don't care. They already have a team.
Yeah, no, I'm just throwing the cities out.
I can't believe you wouldn't be willing to spend a dime. I'd spend, like, at least $100. $100 a year to save the Texans. I'd go up to $100.
I think... Well, first of all, I think that people need to realize how much it sucked the last time when the Oilers left. And I think that as much as you hated
Bud
Adams.
Another selfish billionaire that got his
panties right,
in a while.
Right, but you hated Bud Adams, but you loved football and you loved your team and you missed it like crazy when it was gone.
I watched the NFL. I watched other
teams. I think a lot of people have a different opinion than
you. I actually started rooting for the Packers because I liked Brett Favre as a kid.
He roots for his fantasy team, but yeah. Brian does. He's not willing to spend a dime on the survival of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I just
selfish of you, really.
Yeah, I the fact that you can just
never
that flippantly
never
just
quit,
brush it under the rug, and go, I'll just watch other NFL teams and pick a new team.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people love the fact that they love their team, and they especially this team now, and they don't want to see it walk away.
Yeah, all right, 713-780-ESPN. How much would you be willing to pay a year to save the Houston Texans? Brian's not paying a single dime. If you're the owner of a green Hyundai Tucson and you work in our area, you need to move your vehicle. That way you're polite to your neighbors. Let's play the game, though. Let's play the game. If the Texans did move out of NRG, but they stayed in the greater Houston area, which suburb would you want the Houston Texans to play in? 713-780-ESPN. Busy number. Jordan, where should he bet? In the lineup. We love that talk. John Morant, do you want him on the Houston Rockets in the offseason? Lots to get to today. 713-780-ESPN. We're on YouTube at ESPN Houston. We're on Twitter at ESPN975. Blankers at Pac-Man Joel. Brian at Sacked by BMAC. I'm at Jeremy Bram. 713-780-3776. What suburb would you want the Texans to move to in the greater Houston area? And how much would you be willing to pay a year to save the Houston Texans? 713-780-3776. Killer Reese, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. Coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
Brian's happy with his rejoin here.
Yeah.
How much would you be willing to pay a year to save the Texans? $1 a day could save the Texans.
See you later.
He hates football, I think.
I hate billionaires asking for my money.
You think Cal's a billionaire?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's an inherited one. He's a nepo baby, he's a billionaire.
I don't know.
I would think that what
maybe
he
not
inherited
liquid,
was a pretty substantial amount, and then whatever his portion of the Texans' ownership is going to be.
Well, that whole lawsuit with Kerry made him the owner, right?
I don't think it made him the 100% ownership.
I would
stake.
Think if they're... If
well,
they're,
the majority are.
I think he was suing for the controlling ownership.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, so
I would think if they sold the team that everybody would still get a portion of it.
This might be an unpopular opinion, but this song's a banger.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it at all either. There's several of their songs that are good songs.
What was this, like early
2000s? Yeah, probably 99, 2000, something like that.
Yeah, this song... I mean, we're still playing it in 2025. It's lasted the test of time, this song.
Well, it's one of those things that goes away and is frowned upon for a long time, but then it comes back as people age, it becomes nostalgic.
Yeah. Plus, I can relate. I was always very good looking when I was a youngster. 713-780-ESPN. I think I have underestimated people's feelings about this. The text line's on fire. 713-780-ESPN. We have a full board about this. I'd be willing to pay up to $100. I'd also be willing to pay about $1,000 of Brian's money since I'm outside of the county. And then also, what suburb?
How considerate of you.
I care about the city. Which suburb would you move the Texans to? Like, if they left NRG, they left Harris County. Well, maybe not Harris County, but they left the, you know, greater, or no, well, I don't want to say greater Houston area. They leave downtown Houston.
They're outside the loop?
Inside the loop. Yeah, let's say they go outside the loop. That's a good way to phrase it. My bad. They go outside the loop. Which suburb would you want the Texans to move to?
To me, it's tough just because of the fact that, first of all, I'm thinking about from the standpoint of selfishly, it'd be nice to be closer to home. But also, more importantly than anything else, the ingress and digress of all traffic to make sure that it's smooth. Like, I don't want to put it somewhere where there's just like 99 or, you know, the Beltway. And it's going to be just a disaster getting in and out of the stadium. Because otherwise, I would think that, you know, you could look at like where the dog track is or something like that. But to me, it's either Sugarland or Katy.
That's far.
I was thinking Katy. Katy was the first thing that came.
Because Katy's got those two big football stadiums already. But I think that you put it out on Katy off of I-10, or you put it out in Sugarland off of 59 by 99. And I think that with all the that's enough. I think where I would look at those two suburbs.
Give me. I want him to go to the Woodlands. I think that'd be a good spot.
Oh, that'd be a disaster. Good spot. 45 would be a disaster. Now,
45 is terrible. That's
like one of the last highways that, or at least that stretch of 45 that hasn't been upgraded. No, I think this has to
be. You're thinking infrastructure. I'm thinking for my selfish gain.
Well, that's why I said
Sugarland. Because you live in Spring, sure. Yeah. I think Katy makes a lot of sense though, because you don't cause any traffic congestion in the city, but still close-ish enough to where I think it's not a hindrance for most people to go.
Katy probably does make the most sense, but I like the Woodlands as the better option. 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRMP listener line. Robert, you're in the Hive with the Bees. What's going on, Robert?
Hey, how y'all doing? The notion of even thinking about the idea of building another stadium is like crazy, ludicrous. You haven't even demoed the dome. The dome needs to go. I mean, there's your parking. NRG is brand new.
It's not brand new. It's not brand new.
23 years old.
Okay, look. Okay, look. Not only that, you want to build a brand new stadium for a Super Bowl when you can't even afford the goddamn tickets at $3,400 for nosebleeds.
How do you know I can't afford it, Robert? I work in radio.
Come on. No, we're talking about common folk, common people. I mean, screw the Texans. You know, they ain't going nowhere anyway. Kill the dome. Kill the curse. Then they'll probably beat somebody.
What curse?
But man, y'all are crazy, man.
What curse, Robert?
I mean, the curse of the dome. They're not going to beat anybody.
Yeah. I think you might be honest with that.
Kill the dome.
Appreciate it, Robert. Thank you for the call.
I mean, look at all the other stadiums.
You ain't done yet.
Shea Stadium, Yankee Stadiums, all the other grand stadiums of yesteryear that everybody idolizes, and they're trying to idolize the dome and keeping the dome alive. Demo the dome, get rid of it. If you want another stadium, get these billion-dollar owners and all the other people who have all this billion-dollar money that they deal with, and have them pay for it.
All right, Robert. I love your fire. But I still want a new stadium. I do think
there is a pay for it.
The biggest thing that I have a problem with is the fact that they made it a landmark now where you can't tear it down.
That was an Ed Emmett thing, wasn't it?
I think so.
It was because it was protected from being torn down because they know that there's never going to be a proposal that they're ever going to accept to do anything.
And they're
with
still paying on it.
Right. So to Ed Emmett, for some reason, has pants tent over keeping that thing up no matter what. And so they put the protected status to protect it from being torn down while they talk endlessly to the end of our lifetimes about what to do with it.
And he's right about that, because it would create so much more space and parking availability and everything else. Instead, we've created Houston where old stadiums go to die, and we're going to just start stacking and racking them up. They'll be over there where Six Flags was.
It can just be a museum now, like a row of old stadiums
that no one uses
anymore.
Old stadiums.
This was the eighth wonder of the world. This was one of the first retractable roof stadiums. This was the one they had to have after that.
Tearing down the dome, though, doesn't fix the issues with NRG.
No, I understand that. because in reading some of that and talking to a few people, they said, look, before it was more or less how many suites did you have? I know when they built Toyota Center, the big thing was they have 90 suites on three or four different levels. But now it's more about like how close can you be to the field? You see Dallas has got those bunker suites that are literally right on the field.
On field level, yeah.
Yeah, and in Vegas they did that, and they had that club in the end zone. And there's yeah. and the scoreboard.
Oh, new stadium.
All that kind
Let's
of stuff.
Let's do it. New stadium.
Yeah, Cal, go ahead and build
Let's
it.
Do it. 713-780-ESPN. Back out to the HRMP listener line. Pena, you're in the high. What's up, Pena?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, most like you, Jeremy, I could put $1 a day. Yeah. That's about $365, and I put double the amount to knock down that eyesore right next to NRG. And I might as well just bring the stadium over here to our neck of the woods around 249 and 99. I think that's a pretty good area. Thank you. Have a great day.
There we go.
Thanks, Pena. Appreciate you always chiming in.
Yeah. Texture says, let Robert cook. Most people can't afford these tickets anymore. He's right. Lift the curse. This guy, Robert, needs to call every day. It was a strong call.
It was.
I don't agree with everything he said, but it's like especially the part where Shea Stadium was a mecca. I don't think Shea Stadium was ever a grand stadium.
No, that stupid apple that would rise up for home runs. No.
Well, I mean, that was their that was their thing. But at the same time, like in Milwaukee, we had Bernie Brewer slide into a mug of beer. I mean, with a chalet. So every stadium had their thing. I think the biggest thing to me is if you've ever been to St. Louis, St. Louis and Busch Stadium was like church to the people of St. Louis. That was and they knocked that thing down, just left home plate in the parking lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't they do the same thing with Yankee Stadium?
Do it with NRG.
I think home plate is still
I think you're right.
There.
I think home plate of Yankee Stadium is still there.
Yeah, they just knocked everything else down.
Yeah, I think it's like a museum, though. I don't think it's the home plate of Yankee Stadium.
No, it's not the official last home plate, but they kind of marked it off and said this is where home plate of the old Yankee Stadium was.
They still had that they did have it at Old Buffalo Stadium here in Houston. It was inside that gallery furniture right across from U of H. They had home plate in there, but then that place like went out of business.
What Buffalo Stadium?
The minor league team that was in Houston before the Colt 45.
Yeah, where they played before they moved into the Dome.
Yeah, the Houston Buffaloes, I think they were a AAA team. I think for St. Louis?
Yeah, I don't remember.
I want to say it was St. Louis. By U of H?
It's not gallery furniture. I think it was called, I think it was most recently like a Fingers furniture.
Okay.
It had been like a bunch of different places.
Oh, on the other
though.
Side of the highway?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and the home plate, I never went in there, but I've always heard stories that they left home plate inside of that furniture store. Now, it's no longer there. I think they, like, died. 713-780-ESPN. Back out to the HRMP listener line. Keith is in the hive. What's up, Keith?
Hey, guys. Hey, on this, when they figure out what they're going to do and exhaust all options, are they going to expand what they currently have or just totally rebuild?
I think there's a couple of different lines in the water. Like I think really this is a power play trying to force NRG to renovate the stadium and get all the upgrades and all the bells and whistles. But they did hire the team new team president that specializes in new stadiums.
He's done several. I said this when they parted ways with Greg Grissom. Like at the time, this was going to be a topic. Like this guy was specifically picked because on their agenda was in the next couple years they want to get a new stadium. In the works. They want things to start popping on that, and I don't think Greg Grissom had that in his background. Well, now you take a guy that built he was involved with the building of the new Buffalo Bills Stadium. He built Jerry World, or he was involved in that, and there was one other stadium. So with all that being said, this guy is your guy that's going to be the utmost expert on how to negotiate and do everything that you need to do, and that's what they're at. To the caller's question, there's options. All of them are going to be taxpayer options because the way it's written with the lease and the grounds that are owned by Houston is the fact that the Texans do not have to pay for renovations.
Yeah.
So the $35 million in renovations has to come from the city, wherever they're getting their funds, or the sports authority. And that is different, I think, than the Texans and the Astros. But at the same time, it really comes down to they're either wanting money for renovations, and they're already doing $35 million scheduled for the upcoming 11 months before we get back to football, or you're going to look at the billions of dollars to build a whole new stadium.
Yeah. Give me a new stadium. I want a Super Bowl in Houston, and I want Brian to pay for it.
I mean, one of the things, I mean, I mean, obviously, you know where I stand on that. But one of the interesting things will be, and let's say if they are able to push this through, I mean, Toyota Center's, what, just a couple years younger? Minute Maid Park, or now Daikin Park, is only a couple years older. I mean, you could see the Astros and Rockets also start to push for new, you know, stadiums and arenas around the same time. And that would be an interesting thing to see for who wins the hearts and minds of which bill gets supported. Because I can't see the city, like, wanting to build three new stadiums all at once.
713-780-ESPN. How much money are you willing to spend a year in your taxes? I don't even know how that works. But how much are you willing to spend to keep the Texans in Houston? To build them a new stadium?
Never quit.
Like Cal, we can't quit the Texans. Listen to the inspiration from Cal McNair, billionaire. He can't be spending his own money on a new stadium.
He didn't have enough money.
I mean, Hannah's got a budget.
Vermont says that his net worth is $4 billion. That's not enough money for a new stadium. We need to pay it for them. 713-780-ESPN. It is the Bees, ESPN 97.5, and crystal clear, ESPN 92.5.
Hey, before we go to the break, I want to tell you about the good people at Allstate Siding and Windows. They are awesome. Mary, she runs the whole ship back at the office. She takes care of everything. Her brother is out there doing the free estimates. You need to be in tune with that because the free estimates are fantastic. If you're thinking about siding, windows, or upgrading your house in any way, shape, or form, even a front door, you need to call Allstate Siding and Windows because they're going to take care of you every step of the way, and they have all the answers to all your questions just by getting the free estimate. All you got to do is go to their website, AllstateSidingandWindows.com, and see all the different ways and all the different products they offer that could possibly help you. My wife and I bought a new house a little over a year ago, and the first thing we did was put new windows in from Allstate, and it upgraded the curb appeal of the house immediately. And it was great because they came out and they told me, hey, based on when what year this house was built and the architecture, these are the best windows. They're going to be the ones that give you the best protection in hurricane season and do everything that they promised to do in terms of keeping all of the elements out and all of the right temperatures in your house. They can do the same thing for you. All you need to do is call them, and they're going to take care of you every step of the way. And you can set up that free, no obligation inspection for them to come out, look at everything that you have, and tell you exactly what you should do and could do with all the different products that they offer. They've got so many different deals going on, and they love taking care of ESPN 97.5 listeners because they listen too, and they've been in business for almost 50 years. I encourage you right now to check out everything that they have to offer to you by going to AllstateWindowsAndSiding.com or AllstateSidingAndWindows.com. Either one of those websites will work, and they will guide you through the process. Go right there on the website, take that phone number, call them, set it up so that they can come out and talk to you because it doesn't cost you anything, and it could be a game changer. We saved almost 40% on our energy bills when we got our new windows. All you got to do is call them, 832-204-1936, 832-204-1936. Tell them I sent you by. It's AllstateSidingAndWindows.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Killer Bees with Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
What are you trying to say here, Brian?
Name of the song is Eat the Rich by Motorhead.
Brian has a problem with the man.
Build your own stadium, pal.
The man keeping the man down.
I feel like we should give billionaires money. I'm a huge proponent for that.
is this the trickle-down economics of building stadiums?
Yeah. It's great for our area, jobs. Todd's proposing the Woodlands as the new stadium, which I agree with. I think it should go to the Woodlands. I think it'd be great. Better restaurants, great area, beautiful. 45 sucks, yes, but I'm not going to the games. I don't care about traffic. How many games? When's the last time you've been to a game?
I don't remember the exact year.
There you go. I'm sure they're really, really disappointed that you're not going to be going to games.
Stadiums on my dollar, clearly.
713-780-ESPN. Let's go back out to the HRMP listener line. Jake, you're in the Hive. What's going on, Jake? The Red Weasel.
You beat me
too. How are y'all doing today?
I'm doing
great. What's up, man?
Hey, yeah, about the Astrodome, well, NRG Stadium, I don't think there should be another new stadium built or anything because basically all of Houston is basically just a concrete jungle and there's nowhere to put anything else. Like, yeah, the Astrodome, people want to tear it down, but at the same time, it's protected. So the Dome should stay. But, you know, the Texans don't need another new stadium or anything, because what do they have to show? They don't have a trophy. All they have are the South Banners, and that's it. And it's like they don't deserve, you know, they don't really need a new stadium. And our tax dollars shouldn't be used to pay for that.
Jake, you make plenty of money. You make plenty of money. You can help build a new stadium for poor Cal McNair.
I'm not paying my tax dollars for a dang stadium.
You're upper middle class. You can afford a few bucks.
I don't give a crap. I don't have to pay for this. Do we need DOGE? Come over here to
DOGE. How about $100, Jake? $100 a year. That's no big deal. You can put down
it's
your mochas and lattes. I'm just having some
Jake,
fun with this, it.
This team is division champs, Jake.
Yeah, they have
division
swarm.
Division champs, Jake.
Swarm.
Doesn't matter, Brian.
9-7.
But Bob McNair has all his money.
Bob's dead.
He can put the bill. Well, his son can put the bill.
No, I'm messing with you, Jake. It's a good call. It's a good take. Appreciate you calling in. 713-780-ESPN. Just having some fun. It was a good take. And look, I'm obviously having some fun with this. Very tongue in cheek. I would be a proponent of a new stadium, though. That part is true. Texter, shut up and talk. If only one of those was possible. You're listening, Texter. I don't mind paying for it. At least I see my tax dollars getting used for something. There you go. Yes, it needs to be updated. I've been to SoFi Stadium. That stadium's amazing. There you go. Like, do you guys want to be in the middle class of the NFL with this rink-a-dink 25-year-old retractable roof stadium that doesn't even open, that has a scoreboard they can't fix? Or do you want a new bells and whistles?
Now? It's rink-a-dink.
Have you read about this video board? Apparently,
they don't even make the
parts to replace it. And then if they went out, they would have no chance of fixing it. No chance.
The one that... Not like Yordan knocking out some bulbs with a home run. The ones in the end zones, the big ones?
Yeah, like the motherboard or something.
Didn't they just put those in a few years ago?
I think it's been a while now. I think it was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like 10 years ago.
They're
out of date. Yeah,
it's already outdated. Like, what did they do? Take the bargain basement price and not look at the longevity of the company you were working with?
I guess.
That's awful, man.
I guess. They don't have the spirit that Cal McNair has, these companies that they're working with. NRG Partners does not have Cal spirit.
Never. Quit.
At least from Toyota Center's perspective, they bragged about having the biggest scoreboard in North America. And then after they got beat by several other arenas, they just put another new one in so that they got it back again. So they keep upgrading. How do you not?
I don't know. It's weird.
A scoreboard that's able to be upgraded.
This is why Cal and the Rodeo are ticked off, because NRG is not doing its upgrades. They're not doing what they promised to do, as they live rent-free over NRG Park.
I think what we're finding out from all the different stories we read about, you know, it's going to cost this much to renovate, and this renovation was bungled, and this can't be repaired. Like, maybe the original stadium build was not done to the standards that we should have been.
How do you have this retractable roof where Cal's got to tell you it's not like going to Home Depot or Lowe's? You can't fix it overnight. And I don't know that they ever
built
fixed
by
it.
Home Depot originally? Was that what happened?
Lady Gaga ruined it, though, when she jumped. She's the one who jacked up the roof. Lady Gaga did.
It was her, huh?
It's all her fault. Hmm. I don't know why everybody just wants Houston to settle for mediocrity. I want the best and finest for our great city. I want Houston to be up there with the best stadiums across every sport. I don't want to be middle of the pack. Oh, go to Houston with this little crappy stadium. I don't want that for the city.
I have
Houston pride.
I understand
baby.
That. Then I want smarter people making the deals so that you're not still paying on a summit that you don't even occupy anymore.
And that's going to a good cause.
Okay.
I have gone to 2 Texans games in 11 years living in Houston. It's a crappy part of town. It's embarrassing out NFL stadiums in the slums. I only go in that direction for the TriStar show at Reliance Center. There you go. Look, why are we slumming it in the city of Houston? Now, most NFL stadiums are in poor parts of the city because it's cheap land.
Yeah, well, what I was going to suggest is if you look at 2, and you've almost got it, but it would be like, where do you put the football stadium? But it would be nice if, like in Philly, and I can't stand anything about Philly, except for the fact that it is convenient that they have all their stadiums on one piece of property. Mm-hmm. So you know where you're going. If there's a game, you're going to one of those venues.
I think Kansas City's like that, too.
They are.
The Royal Stadium
back-to-back.
Right next to the Chiefs Stadium. Yeah,
that's correct.
I would. That would be a benefit if they did redo all these stadiums, which are all about the same age. It would be nice if they're all kind of right next
Detroit
to each other.
Detroit is like within a block or two of each other.
Yeah, Comerica and Ford Field.
I think I think that there's something to that. If you've already got three stadiums in downtown, if there was a way to put the football stadium, and I don't know if there's any place in Edo, mm-hmm. but in around that area, but it would be nice.
Unless
if
you're
they
bulldozing
were
businesses and homes.
You got to do that away from downtown.
They were trying to do that with a highway.
You got to do that away from downtown. You'd have to find a big block of land if you're doing that, and you're not finding that big block of land downtown.
No, it would.
It would be out on I-10 somewhere.
It'd be in the Woodlands. That's where it would be.
Or there's no land available in the Woodlands for a stadium.
Yeah, there's plenty of land. Plenty of land up there. Maybe Splendora.
Once you get past the Woodlands, sure.
Maybe Madisonville. Put it next to the Buc-ee's. What's wrong with that?
That's the best idea you've had so far.
No, Philly does it really good. Philly, yeah. They have their, and then in the middle they have, I forget what it's called, Philly Live. I think me and the Baytown Baddie did a show there ahead of Army Navy.
You know, Ted Brown
did it from
that a lot.
The Baytown Baddie?
No, Tad Brown screwed up that whole stadium thing.
Really? Why?
Yeah, because he pushed for, because again, another guy that's been involved in getting stadiums built. He went to Philly and he got it passed that they're going to build one completely away from that part of land now. They're going to build a new Sixers arena, like completely away from there in downtown Philly, and it's ticking everybody off. Shocker.
I like how we're upset about the stadium being a bad part of town more than we're upset that there's bad parts of town. Let's take the money and just upgrade the bad parts of town. How about that? Well, I mean, it's a greater city. It's a huge city in the U.S. We're not going to be able to do that. Put all the stadiums in Galveston or Friendswood. Don't love the idea of that. Your tax dollars pay for the Astrodome. It's owned by the Harris County Sports Authority. Next time you rent a car or stay in a hotel, itemize your bill and see what the Harris County Sports Authority fees are. See, look, this is all the travelers anyways. It's not even going to be you, Brian. If it's the Woodland and the game starts at 12, you better leave the house at 9. Well, yeah, you should be doing that anyways. Called tailgating. Knock down Constellation and build Texan Stadium in Sugar Land. Give the Skeeters the Astrodome. As long as they still air on Crystal Clear, 92.5. A new stadium in Galveston or Friendswood? No. What if all three stadiums came together to build the multi-purpose stadium that Bud Adams proposed before moving to Nashville? I don't remember Bud Adams proposing that, but I'll take your word for it. But yeah, we just talked about that. That'd be a lot of fun.
And you look at what they've done in New England. When they built that whole community around it. Green Bay just did it, of all places, where it's like, what were they going to call it, Craneville? When Crane wanted to start buying up all the property around the baseball stadium to start building.
Yeah, I forget the name.
But I think that you could do similar to what you said about it in Philly, too, but have it like be a mainstream go-to for the city all year long because of all the venues and then all the different, you know, different things. Because like in Green Bay, they have ice skating and sledding and all this other stuff.
It'll
along
be tough
with
to
it
do in Houston
and hotels, right? But I'm saying, so in Houston you do something different. You still got Discovery Green right there too, but do more of a kind of a retail version: restaurants, bars, hotels, and stuff like that.
I stand by turning all old stadiums and domes into fields for select baseball, softball, and turn a quick and lasting profit. That's not a bad idea. Those little select ballparks nowadays charge like $50 for parking. It's nuts. Yep. A season ticket holder for the Saints and Cowboys, company tickets, not mine, Branham. Yeah, because I was going to call you a rich boy. And when the Superdome is nicer than NRG, you need a new one. See, Superdome did the renovation.
They did.
Woodlands or Katy, yes, but have it easy in-out traffic.
Everybody said that, though, that because I wouldn't have expected that, because the Superdome used to be a dump.
It did.
And they said from Super Bowl, the people said this is the one situation where you can definitively say they did it right. The renovation, everything that I've heard about the new Superdome is it's fantastic.
They can move to Sealy where the land is cheap. Cypress 290 and 99 are both options. Very good looking when you were younger. What the heck happened? Yeah, it's not very nice. 9392. What'd they say? They said good looking when you were younger. What the heck happened? Kids and marriage. Put the stadium in the middle of Spring Branch just because, says Wheatstraw. You can just have them play at Tully Stadium, the grandfather of them all. Katy gets all the new stuff anyways. Build it there. Green Point's closer to the airport. Go build the new football stadium at Guns Point.
Yeah,
that's a great idea.
Tear down Guns Point Mall and put the stadium there.
I drive by it every day. They still have some stuff that are open.
They still
in
do
it.
Like the carnival in the parking lot.
Oh yeah, every now and then. Oh, yeah. It comes once or twice a month. Yeah,
we had some boxing events back in there today. I always felt very sketchy.
That's a nice flex you did there.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm in the minority, but I don't give a crap about the Texans. I'm happy when they do well for the city, but it doesn't move the needle for me. I wonder what the conversation's like on the highway to hell about this. I imagine the tenor's a little different.
Oh, I would believe
than
it.
Ours.
Think they're even talking about it?
They might be trying to bury it. Good
yeah.
point. Not paying a dime for Texans. The billionaires can pay for it. I'm still paying for the toll road. Come on. County's all the dollars you can get. Lake Jackson, no thanks. Not one penny, says a texter. Baytown, where the old mall used to be. They can call them the Baytown Baddies. That'd be a lot of fun. There are too many transplants here like that other teams for it to pass. That's probably true.
He's talking about the Mall of the Americas down there by the dog track?
Is that what? No.
The Mall of America's in Minneapolis.
Yeah. No. There's another one. down 45.
That's not Baytown, though.
No, it's not off I-10. It's off 45. It's off of 45.
It's like
the
Gulf Freeway.
It's like League City.
Yeah, it's Gulf Freeway area. Yeah, I think, maybe. I heard a story that the rodeo doesn't like working with the Texans front office. Yeah, I could buy that.
Well, they just changed it.
Yeah, I don't want to give any money to billionaires and millionaires. They can spend their own money. I mean, there's a reason they get rich, because they don't spend their own money. They spend other people's money. Brian is based AF. Build it where the Astrodome is after imploding it, then implode NRG Stadium. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Charles, you're in the Hive with the Bees.
Hey, so earlier somebody made the comment like Philly has the stadium set up where both of those are on the same grounds, and so does Kansas City. But I lived in Kansas for like 15 years, and a bunch of my boys are still Kansas fans. And when the stadium's on the same grounds and it's like September, October, playoff season baseball, like it is awful because the traffic, both stadiums are full. Like you can kind of balance it in the regular season, but the postseason games, like they really don't get a choice on what day of the week that is. So it's awful to have both of the stadiums on the same ground. There's just no parking. The traffic's horrendous.
I can understand that simply because it's not going to happen all the time, but obviously it's a good problem to have in that both teams are – one's in the postseason, one the other's in the middle of their season, but I can understand that.
I went there this year, and I mean, they came to watch the Houston Cougars, I tell you. The Arrowhead was pretty much sold out that day. Then Houston rolled into town
to take on
the Kansas Jayhawks on homecoming instead of Arrowhead Stadium. The traffic there is not great. It's really not. So I can understand his point. I think Philadelphia's setup is better than KC's. But KC's is older. Like, Arrowhead's really, really old.
Right.
What do they call the Royal Stadium? Is it Royal Stadium?
It was Kauffman Stadium.
I don't know what it is now. Is it still Kauffman?
I don't know. They might have a sponsor on it. 713-780-ESPN. Todd, we'll get to you on the other side. Texters will wrap this up, too. There's a lot of conversation about this. A lot of opinions about this. 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? No? Then download it now in your app store. You're back with the Killer Bees on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Jeremy Branham.
What kind of shot are you taking to count now, Brian?
This lifestyle's the
original. It is, yeah. Good Charlie. Good job there, Joel.
Thank you.
This is a good song. Good song. I think we should get Cal all of our money. Let him build a new stadium. 713-780-ESPN.
Never quit.
Let's go out to the HRP listener line. Todd, you're in the Hive. What's going on, Todd? Hello, Todd.
Todd, hello.
Todd Father's not there. Disappointing.
Todd waited, we teased it, and then he left us.
He waited a long time, too. He wasn't ready. He choked. Some people, they step on stage, that red light turns on, and they choke. They
Todd
gag.
Todd the no-show.
Yeah. Todd the no-show. That's what you did there. It's not bad. In Denver, they're all close to each other. I haven't been to the Denver stadiums.
I have. So
it's nice.
Yeah, but and they have like a Six Flags. So there's a Six Flags.
The
football stadium
Denver?
Is on. There's the football stadium is on the way backside of the Six Flags. In front of the Six Flags is the Nuggets, and then probably a half mile down is Coors Field.
Yeah, I like Denver.
I love it.
I haven't spent much time there, but I've enjoyed my time in the city. I haven't been able to go to the ballparks. In fact, I think it did drive by Coors. Now that I think about it,
right along, it's kind of like almost like a more modern Wrigley feel, but along Coors. They call it the Warehouse District.
I didn't see that. Bars
and restaurants. It is a really fun spot to hang out.
Yeah, it's pretty. It is pretty. The Battery in Atlanta is a good concept. I've only seen that on TV in the World Series when the Astros lost. Move the stadium to Beaumont. I'm tired of driving to Houston. That's so far.
That'd be awful.
No, yeah. You
could.
You might as well
no
lose the team.
Way.
We're never going if the games are in Beaumont.
Beaumont's far.
We love the people of Beaumont. We hate the drive. There's no way.
Isn't our satellite in Beaumont?
It is.
97.5 satellite?
Yeah, it is, close. Yeah.
The 92.5 satellite, not in Beaumont. That's
No, 92.5 is very good signal right now. Check it out.
The old Northwest Mall is actually not a bad idea. 296-10 and I-10 meet. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of calling it the Three River Stadium, you can call it the Three Highway Stadium.
Doesn't have quite the same ring to it. Sounds a little more industrial. It's sad.
610's a little different than the Allegheny.
Yeah, a little different, yeah.
Sanjak Mall is the one in Baytown. Is that place still operate, the Sanjak Mall?
I haven't been out to Baytown in a
while.
That's
not the one I'm talking about. The Baytown. Yeah, the one, Sanjak Mall's in Baytown, and the other one is the Mall of the Americas, I believe.
In League City?
In League City.
Really?
Yeah.
The dog track y'all were talking about was in Lamarck by Walmart. I don't think that's the one that Blankers is talking about. I think Blankers is talking about...
The horse track on the Beltway?
No, I think he's talking about the dog track off the Gulf Freeway.
I think,
yeah, that is, that's
yeah, but
Lamarck.
I think it is Lamarck. Yep.
It is Lamarck.
Yeah. That's Lamarck?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like right on the Lamarck League City. Yep.
No, I thought Lamarck was somewhere else. My bad. Have you been to that dog track?
I have.
Bet a little on the doggies.
Well, when we were playing ball in college, and especially down in Florida, that's all we did was dog track.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just like betting. So dogs, horses, chickens, roosters, dogs.
What about ostrich? I mean, is it ostriches?
They do the ostrich
races,
horse track.
Yeah, Laminack won it 1 year, I think.
Did he really?
He was bragging about it, I think. And then what's the Coco Dominguez beat him.
Oh, really?
From Fox 26.
She's quick. Coco's quick. She's fast.
Getting reports from
our
engineer, AD, that the San Jacinto Mall was torn down years ago.
Really?
Yeah, so RIP.
So AD's already trying to buy the land up so that he can sell it to the Texans.
I guess so.
Pour some out for the San Jacinto Mall. It's good. It's like
been dead for years.
It was Greens Point before Greens Point.
Oh, God.
Thank you. AD's way smarter than we are. But we established yesterday on the show that we're a bunch of dumbs.
Clearly our grammar's not a...
Twiddle dumb. Right here. A setup like Dallas has nice, though, with a bar district attached, such as Texas Live. That would be cool. If Cal charged just $10 to every car that rides by his house every Christmas, he could buy two homes or two stadiums. That is true. I've done that, actually, 2 years ago, I think.
People drive by his house on Christmas?
Well, he lives in River Oaks.
Yeah, the River Oaks area.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure. I didn't know he lived in River Oaks. But, yeah, the River Oaks holiday lights thing.
Because there's... far fewer houses, but the light displays are
displays in River Oaks are pretty nice. I didn't realize he lived
he's
there.
Like out in the open. Like his house is not that. I mean, he has like a gated fence.
Busby's
or whatever,
his neighbor. Tony Busby's his neighbor.
Oh, really?
Remember, Tony Busby said they kept saying, you know who the Texans are, and he's like, no, I don't. Even though Cal's my neighbor.
Yeah. I don't know about that life. No San Jacinto Mile. It's not there anymore. It's been completely demolished.
There we go.
Sanjak Mall is a parking lot now. Tore it down. You could always move it to the old Guns Mall in Greens Point. We mentioned that, Guns Point. San Jacinto Mall has been leveled, just a piece of ground now, says Troy.
AD beat him to it.
The mall area, but he had the advantage of not having the delay.
Yeah.
The mall area they are building in Webster League City is called Flyway. It's a master plan spot with a concert venue they were supposed to be building. The Great Wolf Lodge is supposed to anchor the spot and bring people in. I went to we did the Great Wolf Lodge a couple months ago. It's pretty cool. It's not Mall of America's Blankers. It's Mall of the Mainland.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Could you imagine the traffic in October if they had all the park in the same area? Astros in the series, Texans on a Thursday night, and a Rockets game versus the Lakers.
How many times did that happen, though? A couple times a year at max? I mean, I'm not going to base my decision on 2 or 3 days a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't exactly.
But the odds of that all lining up at the same time are very, very small.
Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing that at least your team's in the playoffs. You should be able to suck it up.
All the Fairweather fans would go to the playoff game.
The Fairweather fans would go to the playoff game?
Yeah. Yeah, they would.
I guess I'm missing the joke here.
Fairweather fans only go to the winning teams.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
The dog track's not open anymore, apparently. They're trying to repurpose it.
Oh, really? Well, there you go. There's your football stadium.
What'd they do with all the dogs?
I don't know.
They just
opened
the door.
Hopefully they kept them away from Michael Vick. I hope that's the case.
I hope they didn't get evicted.
If Cal wants a new stadium, he can just cut back on those fancy coffees he gets every day.
Never, never quit.
Go out to less. Go out to eat less. Come on.
What Starbucks messages are they writing in Cal's cup? Never quit.
Must ask you a question.
Oh, boy.
That's
all I can think of. It wasn't good. I didn't have time to workshop it, guys.
Buy your own stadium.
No, let's give him all the money. I didn't realize that he drank coffee out every day. Did you? I mean, how do you know that about Cal?
No, I'm not stalking Cal, so I didn't know that.
Yeah, do you work at Maven and Cal's stopping by?
I'm not following him from his River Oaks home to his coffee shop.
Yeah,
so I have no idea where he gets coffee.
I didn't know Cal was going out to get coffee every morning. I didn't realize that.
Do y'all remember, what was the lady's name that used to be the president of the Astros?
Tal Smith?
Pam Gardner worked for Drayton. And there's a Starbucks on West Gray, and P. people found, I guess she would open the door at like 7 a.m. and scream at the top of her lungs, good morning.
That's good.
And like Astros fans started like lining up to hear her yell. It was crazy.
She was the Astros rooster.
I guess.
Letting everybody know it's the top of the morning. Astros offseason is pretty much done, right? The Astros did make a move yesterday. Brendan Rodgers. Does that mean anything? And now that we think the offseason is done, how do you think the Astros did? 713-780-3776. Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.